You're listening to Talk 1260 KTRC, Humanity, the Experience, with your host, Betsy Ronell.
Happy Saturday and the start of the Olympic Games 2012 in our sister country, the United Kingdom. Okay, this is Betsy Ronell here with Humanity Experience on Talk 1260 KTRC. This is our Good Times with Trixie show. Woo-hoo! Trixie Conqueso is back and ready to rap. Okay, what do you got for us?
Hi, I'm so happy to be here. Thanks for having me again, Betsy.
Yes. It's the audience's pleasure too, no doubt.
Oh, yes. I did get a lot of really great messages on Facebook about how much people enjoyed the show. So thanks for listening. And let's just start off with some big news. You know, everybody's going to be watching Michael Phelps.
Of course.
He is three gold medals away from being the most decorated Olympian of all time.
So I don't care. His body looks good. That's all I'm watching.
Oh, my God.
I could care
we'll be
less
getting,
about
okay,
his
we're
medals.
Getting to the aesthetics in a moment.
Okay.
But you know, I just found out something though. Do you know what he does on his downtime?
What?
He watches Breaking Bad.
Whoa!
He has the New Mexico connection. He's catching up.
Maybe he needs to visit.
I know he could visit.
Yeah.
We're going to get to celebrity sightings in New Mexico in a little bit.
Good.
But I just thought that was so interesting. Of course, he's watching one of the greatest shows on television has started up again.
And
he's watching Breaking Bad.
Yes.
So I thought that was really
very nice. Thank you, Michael Phelps.
Thank you, Michael Phelps.
And your body.
Yes. Oh, my. And in fact, speaking of their bodies, all the Olympic athletes, they're just so great looking.
And
those swimmers especially, you know, they have designed those suits to get them as fast as they can, but it slows them down.
Yes.
Really, wouldn't it be great if we just go back to the original Olympics like they did in Greece and do it naked? I mean, it slows them down. Let's get us fast. I'm just saying for speed, not, well, okay, it'd be nice to look at too.
It would be, but I'm thinking about size. Size does matter in that case, and you don't need some little rudder hanging around in the water slowing them down.
Okay, Betsy went there. I did not.
Sorry.
I was just saying that we should go to the original. It's just natural. That's what I'm saying.
I agree.
The natural.
Fact.
Yes, except for the one. Now, did you know that there is going to be a pregnant athlete?
Wow.
Yes, there is a lady from Malaysia. She is 8 months pregnant, competing for the first time. 8 months.
What's
I'm thinking,
sport?
Well, what is she doing?
Yeah, really?
Is she running? No.
Knitting.
She's doing the rifling.
Okay,
so,
fine.
You could stand there and hold a rifle.
Yeah, she
but
can.
But she's still an Olympic athlete. I think it's kind of great.
I've never ever, in the history of the Olympics, has that ever occurred?
Well, they've had slightly pregnant.
Okay.
You're either pregnant or you're not. But 8 months pregnant.
Gee,
good for her, right?
Amazing.
Yes.
Very nice.
And then there's been a little bit of controversy over the leotards. They keep getting skimpier and skimpier.
Of course they do.
So the men, of course, might enjoy watching the
That's the only reason. It's not for the girls. It's not for speed. And don't give me any of that. It's for the male viewers.
Yes. And also they enjoy the, there was some controversy over the volleyball teams.
Boy.
They have told, some of the more conservative countries did not want to wear bikinis playing volleyball. So they told them, yes, you don't have to wear bikinis. You can wear the t-shirts and the shorts.
Why do they need to wear bikinis in volleyball?
Well, because
other
they
than to
want
attract
to.
Male
and
viewers.
So the American girl said, hey, we're still rocking our bikinis because they can.
Exactly. Right. Very true.
So they are. And, good on them and whatever.
See, I'd rather wear a t-shirt and shorts, good old-fashioned way, instead of rocking a bikini. But that's me.
So we'll see. You know.
All right.
And then I was kind of thinking about, there's so many great events to watch. I really do love watching the Olympics.
I love the Olympics.
But there are a few missing events that would be great to watch. Daily events would be great if maybe average people could. Like, there's certain things you do in your life that could be an Olympic event.
Yes.
I know. Running in heels is very difficult.
That's
but I
right.
do it. If I'm missing something and I have to, I will do it.
You will do it.
In
if you
high
live
heels.
In New York City, did you not run after a cab in high heels? Hello.
Yes.
Yep.
It's
an Olympic sport in that city.
It is. And you could do it. It would be funny to watch.
That's right. Okay.
And drag queens do it. And that'd be hilarious.
They do. Exactly. I love it. That should be an Olympic. RuPaul should get one in there.
That would
saying,
be fun.
Claiming discrimination and that they, they need to be represented too, right?
Right
Hello.
On.
Go Ru. All
Ru,
right. Go.
So there's one.
Okay.
I was thinking of also, what if you're at one end of the house and you hear your phone?
Yes.
How long does it take you? What obstacle course do you do to find the phone?
A lot.
That could be a good Olympic event.
Jumping, diving, crawling.
Yes. Yelling
bending.
At the kids.
Right, exactly.
Throwing cushions.
That's right.
All right, there's another one.
Here's another one. How many swear words can someone get out in a minute in the car while waiting for the person in front of you to go through the green light? This is before it turns red once again.
Yes.
That's one.
There's one.
And also nose picking Olympics in the car.
Okay, now that's Betsy's.
That's I watch for
gross.
That all the time. You have no, oh. All you New Mexicans. I see you all picking your nose, going for gold. You're definitely going for gold up in there. You're
Ouch.
Not alone in that car. As much as we think we are, you are not alone.
Goodness.
Prying eyes.
All righty.
Betsy
Moving
Linnell.
On.
Okay. Yes.
All right. So let's go on to. It's just a beautiful day in New Mexico.
As
again,
always.
We're in summertime.
As always.
So many great things to do.
Yes.
It is Saturday, and we are into Spanish Market on the Plaza.
Yes, we are. I love Spanish Market.
Don't you?
I'm not going because of my stupid leg.
Oh,
but
I know. As many
I
of you
go.
Know, Betsy did break her foot. And there's been many rumors going around as how Betsy broke
I'm
her
sure
foot.
There
and
are.
She claims
yeah.
that it was the dogs were tussling and
right.
she fell down. That's not actually true.
That's right.
She was in Val Kilmer's hot tub and there was a little bit too much wine.
Right.
And she got out and Val Kilmer, he picked her up and they
oh.
fell down. And I can't really tell the rest of the story on the radio, but if
a
you want to Facebook
widow.
Me, I will tell you the rest of the cute stories.
I'm sure there are people saying, oh, yeah, she tried to commit suicide too, just like
oh.
her husband, right?
Oh.
For those of you losers out there who think my beautiful husband would dare commit suicide,
oh.
I had to get that in there. You guys
oh,
are a
so
joke.
Not true. The rumors
no.
about you.
I know.
I think you're the
Lots
most
of...
rumored girl
I am.
In Santa Fe.
I'm the most talked about one. If
okay.
all, if only you all knew the real truth.
I know.
About
but the
things.
Val Kilmer thing is totally true.
But
all
one
right,
thing
let's
I
move
love
on.
About gossip, tell you one thing I love
okay.
about gossip, is it's a projection of the gossipers.
It is.
Hello.
That's true.
So if you're telling me I killed myself, tried to, my husband did, that's more of what you would do under pressure than anything else. If you want me to sleep with Val Kilmer, that's because you want me to sleep with Val
I
Kilmer.
I do. Would
Not
you?
Not because I want to.
And
no,
if you do, please.
He's too fat and old.
Oh, no. Well, old
you know.
Old school Val.
Oh, old school for sure.
All right. Well, let's, we'll
if
go
I were
to
that kind of girl.
I know, but you're not.
Yeah,
yeah that's a fun
no.
one. So that's why I went
I love it. I just had to make it a little more.
All right. Now
I
let's go back to what's happening.
In. Yes.
Okay.
All right. Sorry. Enough about me.
Enough. Let's talk about music.
Yes.
Because so many great music choices going on in Santa Fe.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Okay.
You know, it is the time for flamenco.
Love it.
Yes, two great
oh,
choices
God.
Tonight. You could go to El Farol up there on Canyon. The flamenco show there starts at 6:30. Or you have the flamenco show at the Lodge at 8 o'clock, which is supposed to be fabulous. Have you ever
That's
gone?
That's Juan City.
What? Yes.
The Juan City Flamenco Company. Yeah, I went last year. I did a story
oh.
on them.
I love
yeah.
them. I would like to go again. So maybe
it's
you and I can make some plans.
Extraordinary.
I know.
Yeah.
It's an art and so fabulous.
And there's so many tourists in there too, which I love. It's not
yeah.
necessarily locals watching. It's a
right.
lot of out-of-towners.
Which is fun.
It's beautiful.
Right.
Yeah, it's extraordinary.
We love the tourists.
Yeah.
They keep this city going. So.
Absolutely.
I'm not
going to
diss them.
I just think it's
right
neat,
now on
though.
The radio. I do behind their back, but not right now.
Right.
All right.
In
so,
your car.
Also, you know, we have a few celebrities in town. Let's go into one
Who?
Of them right now. Bobby Keys, the saxophonist from the Rolling
oh.
Stones is... playing
yeah.
here with
Honey
the attitudes.
Honey Harris just interviewed him.
Yes.
Yeah, Honey Harris just interviewed
Fabulous.
Him.
Fabulous.
Right.
He's going to be at Vanessi.
Yeah.
And yes, he played with the Rolling Stones. A quick
yeah.
story.
Yeah.
You know that song that was popular recently called Moves Like Jagger?
Yeah.
Well, my little boy, who's 11, said, Mom, what's this Moves Like Jagger stuff? Who was Jagger?
Who's Jagger?
So
oh,
I sat him down.
Yeah.
And we rented one of the old Stones concerts.
Nice.
And we said, this is Jagger.
Hello.
And my little boy, who's sort of into dancing,
yeah.
went... Oh, I get it.
It's amazing.
He's an amazing guy. And it was
amazing.
So cool to
yeah.
share that.
Yeah.
You know?
It is cool.
So anyway,
I know my children don't know who
funny.
Jagger is either. And
I
I'm
know.
Like, hello,
well,
Mick Jagger.
You bring him over
you know.
And we'll watch him on
okay,
our big
good,
screen. Okay,
good. I know. They're all these kids today. They're missing out.
I know.
Yeah, it's our job to keep it going.
That's right, honey.
Right. Okay.
All right. Now, the other fun thing, the downscale thing, if you just need to go dancing yourself and do your own moves like Jagger,
Uh-oh.
You could head over to Dancing with Una at Rouge Cat. Have you been downstairs to the Rouge Cat?
I am just so pathetic.
Oh, with your foot. Oh, yeah.
Well, no, I've been, I actually
Well, you are
to,
pathetic. But
I
for
am.
A lot of reasons,
I'm very
but...
pathetic. Exactly. But no, on the anniversary of Daniel's death, I was like, let me see how I'm feeling. And if I'm feeling alive and I made it, I know it's boring. I was going to, and I even spoke to the Rouge Cat owner. I was like, I want to have a 1 year party that
yes.
I survived.
Yes.
But I was still too down to do
okay.
it.
Okay.
It's my goal. Yeah. It's my goal.
All right. We're
I love
do it.
Rouge Cat.
Rouge Cat is a darling place, super fun, friendly.
Love it.
Great people. So
yeah.
that's a great
awesome.
Place to go on a Saturday night. It's
Let's
called
keep
Silk.
Them in business.
Let's
yeah.
do.
Let's keep
Let's
them
do.
In business, please.
Now,
yeah.
so
okay.
if you're not into dancing,
yeah.
I recently did a little wine tour of northern New Mexico.
Tell. Pray tell.
So much yes. fun. Who knew? The
yeah.
wineries were so great.
Apparently they really, I don't drink wine, but apparently they
you know,
are.
Even just going and checking it out, it's just a great place to sit on their patios and look at their little vineyards and do little tastings and their chocolate.
I was just about to say
the
that.
Chocolate.
I have been to the Vivac Winery
That's
for
the
chocolate
one.
Tasting.
Now
That's
the,
what I
That
been.
Was my favorite. I
yeah.
do have to give them a thumbs up.
Yeah, they're great.
Vivac, they had the special chocolate. If you go there, let me give you a little tip.
Okay.
pomegranate seeds on top of the dark chocolate.
Yum.
To die for.
Yum.
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 There was also Black Mesa is the one you drive by on the way to Taos.
Right.
And they have a lovely courtyard and lots of fun tastings. And then the other one I would recommend is the Don Quixote, which is a distillery and winery.
Whoa.
And they have brandies and vodkas and a fun party room you can
rent.
That's
more my style.
Yeah. You got to check them out. They were really cute. And all of them have little gift shops now.
That's
there's a few
nice.
More. Estrella, yeah. I think is how you pronounce it in Española. And so that was really super fun.
I think those are nice gifts to give to out-of-town relatives and friends.
Really
send
great.
Our good stuff away.
And everybody was so kind. And so that was a really fun tour to do.
Cool.
All right.
How can you find access to those tours?
You know, I think there's a wine... New Mexico Wine Tours is a local business. I'll give her a plug. She was lovely. She picks you up so you're not drinking and driving. She was lovely
very
to deal with.
Very conscious. Yeah. Good.
Very good. And next, so we're going to wrap up
save
this segment.
Save it. Yeah, save it. Hold it. Hold your breath, kittens.
We're going to talk about spas. We're going to talk about personal etiquette at the local
Hello.
Spas.
Hello. I don't go to group tubs for a reason.
Well, I did, and let me tell you what happened.
Oh, no. See, I don't do it. I'm ahead of you on that one.
So some yeses and some no-nos that I observed.
Please do. Please pray. Tell us all. School us. My dear. All right, my little curious kittens.
And we're also going to talk about Diva Watch.
Oh,
good. Let me just say two words. Mariah Carey.
But we're sitting right here.
Oh, my God.
No?
Mariah Carey.
No, not us. Who cares about Mariah Carey?
Oh, I've just got some big
divas.
News on her.
All right.
We'll get to that.
Fine. Okay, because the divas I know are sitting here, one and two. Okay. All right. So we'll be right back. This is Betsy Ronell with Humanity the Experience here on Talk 1260 KTRC. Thank you to my fun sponsors, Marion Urban of The Skin Whisperer, Dr. Aaron Mayberry of Mayberry Plastic Surgery, and Sangre de Cristo, Tennis and Racket Club. We'll be right back. We're back with Trixie Conqueso and lots of fun on New Mexico and society and the Olympics and whatnot. I won't even waste time with an introduction. Humanity the Experience with Betsy Ronell. Take it away, Trixie.
Well, hey, I was just going to mention that I had been out and about in northern New Mexico experiencing some of the spas lately. So nice to go to.
Love them.
You've got 10,000 waves.
Love
always
it.
Fabulous. And expanding. I don't know if you've been up there lately.
I have.
So many new therapists.
Yes.
And the grounds.
The restaurant they're bringing in.
Oh, yeah.
Or
new hot tubs.
Yeah.
Bidets. They installed some bidets.
They have those expensive electric toilets
that
like give you a butt massage or something else.
You said it. I didn't, sister.
Can I say that, Gino?
Yes. And Ojo Caliente, always nice.
Yeah,
lovely pleasant. Drive out there. Beautiful. And Body right there in the middle
Love
of Santa
Body.
Fe.
Yeah.
Just gorgeous. Yeah. So now they're great. The people who go there sometimes in the communal tubs, I've just observed some behavior lately. And I have some personal hygiene tips for those who
go. I make friends other ways. I don't need to go into a communal tub.
Yeah, well, mm-hmm.
I
made the mistake
it.
Of doing so. And I would just have some tips for hygiene.
Please tell us. I'm scared.
Okey-dokey. Well, how about when we're in the communal tub or around it, how about no toenail clipping?
Oh,
let's
my
start there.
God. Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not.
This is not your private bath.
It is not. I say that's something we do at home, not
Seriously?
At the communal tub.
Are you that unconscious that you're out in the world amongst others? Oh, I swear I would have gone and gotten a manager right then
know,
and there.
I know,
but that's
and it's
me.
Not their fault. Yeah, right.
It is their, it's not the manager's fault. I would have gotten that guy kicked out.
I know.
Or whatever
it
was.
So it was just brief and then
Filth.
It was right as we were leaving. So anyway.
Filth.
Gross. Okay.
Whistleblower that
how about
I am.
Too many Band-Aids.
Oh,
no,
my God.
No.
Are they floating off in the tub?
Sort of, yeah.
Come on.
But they know.
That's not as offensive, though, because that might have been an oversight and an accident. The toenail clipping is a deliberate, premeditated act and is offensive to those of us around you.
Okay. And I say when you have, there's a lot of tattoos on a lot of people, and that's cool.
Yes.
But I say if you have an extremely alarming tattoo.
Like what?
That, a guy, he looked pretty normal from the front. He's totally naked.
Uh-oh.
And then he turned around really fast right in front of me, and he had large arrows pointing to a certain part
That's
of
too
his
funny.
Derriere.
That's funny.
And he turned around really fast right in front of me, and I went,
And
I thought, maybe if you have that, you should turn around slowly. So yeah, but I get used to it.
You get used to it, but you probably weren't what he was aiming for either.
Yeah, that's true.
He's on
that's
the
right.
other bus.
That's true.
I love it. The bus I love. Okay.
The spas were lovely, and I highly recommend. What's your favorite treatment at the spas?
I go to 10,000 Ways all the time.
I do too.
And I go get the Buddha treatment, which is like 3 hours long. And I told, don't ask me. My widow brain doesn't work right. And I forget what's in it. But it's like a salt glow. I think, yes. I think this is what it is. I think it's a salt glow, a wrap, and then a massage.
Fabulous,
I like
isn't it.
I get my facials from Marianne Urban, the Skin Whisperer, so I don't need to go there for them.
Yes. I love going to Ojo Caliente and trying out all the different tubs. That's very nice.
We, Daniel and I used to go to the private tubs.
Yes.
I mean, even though I want to try out the communal ones because they're all different,
yes.
I don't dare. I'm just not interested. Like I said, I make friends other ways.
Betsy's special. All right. Now, let's move on to all the celebrity sightings in New Mexico.
Please.
Very exciting. As many of you know, I think they're doing reshoots of The Lone Ranger.
Oh,
because
okay.
Johnny Depp spotted at Pajarito Ski Area yesterday.
Nice. Doing what? Hiking?
No, they're reshooting The Lone Ranger.
Oh, so he was just up there.
Yes.
Okay.
And have you seen the makeup? I don't know.
No.
It's all over online. He's wearing black and white stripes. And
he
it's
designed
all about
his own
Tonto.
Makeup, didn't he?
No, well, he designed it, I think.
Okay.
So anyway, it's very exciting.
I'm sure.
And a certain Lucius Malfoy from the Harry Potter movies is
nice.
In town. He's filming. And he has been seen at one of your sponsors of your show.
Let me just say that. Do I not have the chicest sponsors in town?
You
yes,
do.
I do.
Yes,
I'd love to have more chic ones.
At one of them.
And hanging out at one.
Yes.
Good.
Yes. Okay. Mr. Malfoy.
Figure that out, people.
You guys can probably
Run.
See him there. January
right.
Jones.
Oh, she's
from
pretty.
Mad Men.
Yeah.
She's lovely.
What's she doing?
She's shooting. So,
nice.
You know, a film in
okay.
New Mexico.
Okay.
So you can
Good.
See her.
Good.
And I think that's it.
Nice.
Let's see. Now, let me talk about some fun new things that are on TV. Project Runway has
yeah.
started.
I always miss the beginning. Tell,
I don't know why.
Tell.
Did you
I'm
or
retarded.
Did you or did you not go to Parsons?
I did.
Oh
and I knew
God.
Tim Gunn, and he was the same then as he is now. Very genuine guy.
Oh,
I love him. But,
I love it. Okay,
I'm
so
retarded.
Last night was the unconventional challenge. I mean, Thursday night
okay.
was the unconventional challenge, and it was candy. You
oh.
had to make a dress out of candy.
These are all, you know, these are all Parsons assignments. We all had to do stuff like this at Parsons.
I know. All
yeah.
right.
Okay.
All right. So what's
so.
The idea? Don't use too much fabric.
Right.
Who always gets kicked off?
Who?
Someone who uses too much fabric
oh,
and
really?
Not enough candy.
Oh,
right?
Hello.
They're all online, all the pictures. Oh. They were just fabulous. This group of designers, they're just dreamy. They are so creative.
Wow.
They're all winners.
Wow.
But I was
right.
thinking maybe you watch the next one and
okay.
we should place a bet for charity
okay.
on who's going to win because they
fun.
Are so good.
So the five of you listening to the podcast, okay,
no,
will you bet with us?
They will, yes. Jump in on Facebook or something.
Okay,
we could
okay,
start a
okay.
list.
That's
because
fun.
Somebody took gummy sharks and bent them into like a bib and then used jelly beans texturally to make this dress.
Ooh.
And then somebody smashed rock candy and texturing.
Wow.
Oh, it was just darling.
See, I love it.
And then you got to see this guy, the animated Japanese guy who tried to use cotton candy, but it melted.
Oh,
I mean,
no.
it is hilarious.
Did he try and glue gun it, the poor
yes,
guy? Oh,
yes,
no.
And it melted. It was just, it's so funny.
He's an artist.
Yes, he is. And Breaking Bad has started. Now, the big story on Breaking Bad is
yeah.
it got nominated for a bunch of Emmys,
yes,
including the wife, who was always dissed. Now, Bryan Cranston wins
right,
all the time,
right.
and Aaron Paul has
right.
won in writing and directing and best show and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But the wife has always never been nominated, and finally she got nominated.
Good.
I can't remember her name right now, but good for her.
Wait, weren't they canceling the show? Or
no, they have. This is their last season. They did eight, and they're going to show eight, and then they're going to do eight next year. So we'll see what happens.
Oh, boy.
Now, Weeds is back on the air.
Yeah.
Weeds is hilarious.
Yeah.
Weeds is referencing everything new. They're so hip. They're doing Shades of Grey references.
Oh, no.
They're doing How Horrible is Ambien and the wacky stuff you do. I just have to say, I tried Ambien. I have had insomnia and
yeah.
I did wacky. I walked into a wall in the
yeah.
middle of the night.
Yeah.
And I walked into a wall. Well, just, I won't say what Kevin Nealon did on Ambien, but if you're watching, yes, it's hilarious.
All right, wait.
Okay.
We have 2 minutes left. What
okay.
do you want to do? Choose bucket list or this stuff?
Wait, let's see. Oh, and Katie Couric.
Okay.
She's
okay,
it's got a big
list.
Show is coming up
right.
and Katie Couric has her bucket list
yeah.
and her number one thing was to get a date with George Clooney. And my bucket list was to have long hair. And look, I got it.
She got it. Look, I was going to say, Trixie looks different today.
Yes. I'll put a picture up on Facebook.
Who do we owe the credit to?
I have the cutest salon. She is a listener. And it is Sylvia over at Dollface Salon in Albuquerque on Manal. I wanted to give her a plug because she
yeah.
gave me a little discount because
nice.
She loves this show. Isn't that sweet?
Work it, girl.
I
thank
know.
You.
Thank
you.
You.
What's my bucket list?
Yeah, what's on your bucket list?
I'm kind of sad. I don't know.
How about living in Paris? That's another one.
No, I got my bucket list,
okay,
but it's private.
Okay. Not skydiving or nothing Broadway.
Nothing ordinary. Mine are pretty pathetic, but they're meaningful to me.
How
about that? I'm so stupid.
But I think everybody should.
Whatever.
Let me just say, I want to inspire people to get a bucket list.
Do your damn bucket list. I'm
say,
doing
do
mine.
It.
Yeah,
yes.
I'm doing my bucket
you
list.
You are on the radio and sharing and giving back to the community a lot, so thumbs up.
One of my bucket... Okay, here's one. One of the things on the bucket list is to make this world a happier place and let people be less vicious towards one another. And I'm trying
excellent.
To do that with this show.
Well,
so I am
wonderful.
Checking off one thing on my bucket list. Okay. All right. So, okay. Again,
more
when we go to
time.
The hour, the next show, you'll be on for an hour.
Okay.
You can fill that to the brim, baby.
Sounds wonderful.
Right? All right. Trixie,
thanks for having me.
It was my pleasure, and I guarantee you it was the audience's too. All right. We'll see you in a month or so. And that's about it for this show, Humanity the Experience, here on Talk 1260 KTRC. I'm your host, Betsy Ronell, with my fabulous sponsors. And remember, there's a question in here. Which one of my sponsors was, what's his name?
Lucius Malfoy.
Lucius Malfoy.
His character.
Yes, okay. Digging this summer and is still digging.
Hanging out at.
Is it Marion Urban, the Skin Whisperer's joint? Is it Dr. Aaron Mayberry of Mayberry Plastic Surgery's joint? Or is it Sangre de Cristo Tennis and Racquet Club? You go and take a wild goose chase and guess. You'll be happily rewarded because he's giving out autographed pictures. All right, that's it.
That's the rumor.
Exactly. All right, we'll catch you next time. Thanks so much.